An old saying on Capitol Hill holds that no issue ever really goes away, and that apparently applies to the Pentagon's plan to acquire new tanker aircraft. Both the House and Senate have gone on record against the original proposal to get all 100 aircraft on leases. But that doesn't mean the door to leasing is locked shut. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
It's not even a week since leaders of the Senate Armed Services Committee announced their compromise, and the cracks are already beginning to show. Under the compromise, the Air Force would lease 20 brand-new Boeing 767 tankers and would buy 80 more later on. It was more than 2 years ago that the Air Force and Boeing originally proposed to lease all 100. That's a much more costly proposition that would keep Boeing's assembly lines open while giving the Air Force planes it hadn't budgeted for. Now it turns out the Air Force is ready to sign the contract it's already negotiated with Boeing. The major difference is that instead of leasing all 100 planes, the service would come back to Congress and ask for purchase money after the first 20 are delivered. Even advocates of the new planes say that will set up a financial crunch a few years from now. Republican Senator Sam Brownback is from Kansas, where the new planes would be outfitted as tankers.
I do think it's going to be a real problem when you get to that 21st plane, and this is purchasing money and not leasing money. Is it going to be there? And that's been the problem all along.
Brownback, like Boeing's allies in the House, says he's confident the Air Force will follow instructions from Capitol Hill.
I don't think there's a way out now. I think this has been cut at 100 planes and it's 2080 and everybody knows what the deal is and it's time to move forward.
But Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona doesn't have so much faith in the Pentagon. McCain is an outspoken critic of the leasing plan and helped to force the compromise. He says there need to be two separate contracts, one for leasing planes and a second for purchasing planes. Otherwise, he says, the Air Force will end up paying out much of the money that Congress is trying to save.
But the way that the Pentagon and Boeing have handled this in the sleazy fashion that they have, it certainly doesn't surprise me. We'll just keep fighting. The day I stop fighting is when the Congressional Budget Office says, this is the best deal for the taxpayer. That's the day I stop fighting.
Among the extra costs cited by McCain, leased planes carry $7.5 million apiece in construction financing. They also carry up to $5.5 million each in lease administration costs. Leased planes would also need FAA certification because they would pass to the Air Force indirectly through a leasing agent. No Pentagon spokesperson was available yesterday evening. On Monday, McCain opened another front. He wants financial information from Citigroup. Its subsidiary, Salomon Smith Barney, is advising Boeing on how to set up a special-purpose entity as the leasing agent. The information from Citigroup would indicate just how many loose dollars Wall Street thinks might be floating around in the Air Force's tanker deal. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.